Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Tiger needed to go to Ostad's to get his club fitting today. Tiger, you should have gone to Ostad's, man. What are you thinking? His day has come to an end, and he is two over. He shot a 72 today, and that puts him about nine strokes back the leader of Brooks Koepka. I mean, Brooks Koepka is balling. He shot a 63 today. He has a four-shot lead over Tommy Fleetwood. You have a handful of different guys. You know, Tony Finau is at minus two. Ricky Fowler's at one under. You know, still got the afternoon session to go with some golfers that are yet to tee off and do their thing. Handful of guys, Phil Mickelson, Rory McIlroy, Jason Day. You know, you got a lot of dudes that still got to take the course and do their thing. But at least at this point, not a very good start for the hope of being able to potentially win a back-to-back majors. Probably at least, I mean, again, it's only Thursday. But not the best start in the world. Tiger double bogeyed the first hole, shot 38 on his first nine, which was the back nine of Bethpage Black. But then shot 34 in the back, was just clearly a little inconsistent. It's disappointing, right? A little disappointing. All I ever want is for the sun to come up on Sunday at a major and Tiger to be in contention. That's all I want. And if for the first round's any indication, not looking like that is going to happen. By the way, so Bill Moose went on his radio show and talked about a variety of things. And he was asked specifically by a caller about whether or not he supported the way things have gone basketball-wise with the roster. Like all the players that have left the program that were Miles recruits and then perhaps some of them kind of run off, for lack of a better term. And here was Bill Moose's answer. He said, quote, "Once a new coach comes in and inherits a roster, he or she has to make some decisions about the roster. And let's just talk about the men's basketball. Is he going to have a realistic chance to play in the new system? We're not doing the players any favors if he's just going to be sitting there and unhappy. What I'm very pleased with, and all of our coaches do this, but especially Fred Hoiberg, is they have a conversation with them. Be transparent. You may not fit in this. We don't do things that you were recruited to do. We'll do our best to place you at another school where your skills might fit better." And I totally agree. I totally agree. It's one of the harsh realities of when there's a coaching change. You can have some roster turnover that's a little uncomfortable where guys in no, you know, kind way to put it, are told they got to leave. I mean, Brady Hyman was told pretty much, "Hey, bro, you got to go. You're out." And so I always think that you'd rather, whenever someone's being honest, you can at least respect that. You can at least respect that. And so I've told you a million times that's kind of where I land on it, and you expect Bill Moose to support his coach, but I think Bill Moose gets it. You know, he's a guy that played college football. He understands the nature of the beast. And when you make a coaching change, these are one of the ramifications of kind of how this happens. You know, that's you take over a job, you got to figure out, does this person fit? Do they not? And then go from there. 402-951-1620. All right, coming up next, Brian Munson at 1:30. You always have to consider what they inherit before you rank. I'll explain.